With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Top Trump administration officials visit Chicago to witness a startup of a ramped-up immigration enforcement.
Border Czar Tom Homan and the acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove observed immigration agents from DHS and other departments. Few details of the operation were immediately made public, including the exact number of arrests in the Windy City. Overall, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it made 956 arrests nationwide on Sunday and 286 on Saturday. While some of the operations may not have been unusual, ICE averaged 311 daily arrests during the fiscal year that ended September 30th, 2024. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com. Crowds of Palestinians are returning home to war-torn Gaza.
Israel lifted its closure of the now devastated north of Gaza on Monday in accordance with a fragile ceasefire. Massive crowds of people carrying their belongings on foot stretched along a main highway running next to the coast.
Correspondent Karen Chamas says both Jordan and Egypt have rejected President Trump's suggestion that they allow Palestinians to resettle within their respective countries. Jews in Hungary and around the world observing Holocaust Remembrance Day 80 years after the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. Today's anniversary of the Soviet Red Army's liberation of that camp in 1945 marks an occasion for some Hungarian survivors of the Holocaust to remember the suffering of their families and reflect on what the world has or hasn't learned from the tragedy. Some 565,000 Hungarian Jews perished during the Holocaust. That's around 10% of total Jews killed. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148 points, the NASDAQ losing 600. This is SRN News. Another poll about transgenderism.
This one comes from the New York Times and Ipsos, and it reveals that 49% of Americans believe that society has gone too far in accommodating people who are trying to live as the opposite sex. 21% think we haven't gone far enough. When it comes to men playing against women in sports, 79% say no, and that includes majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. 71% say no to puberty-blocking drugs for children.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington. As America turns out against the LGBT agenda, Hollywood is doubling down. The movie industry is lined up behind Emilia Perez, the Netflix musical about transgenderism, granting it 13 Oscar nominations. The most of any film this year. Emilia Perez is up for Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon, a man who is living as a woman. This is SRN News. President Trump reversing his predecessor's efforts to clean up areas hardest hit by pollution from heavy industry, ports, and roadways.
President Trump eliminated the Justice 40 initiative the Biden administration created, which required 40% of the benefits from certain environmental programs to go to hard-hit communities. He disbanded a team of White House advisors who focused on the issue. It's part of a spate of early executive orders that align with Trump's campaign pledge to slash regulations and eliminate an emphasis on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The new administration actions end a short-lived federal embrace of environmental justice.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. In consumer news, Kia recalling more than 80,000 vehicles due to floor wiring beneath the front passenger seat that can become damaged and prevent airbags and seatbelts from deploying properly. Damaged wiring can also cause an unintended side curtain airbag deployment. The recall covering 23 through 25 Niro EV, plug-in hybrid, and hybrid vehicles. More details at srnnews.com.